We set aside a few minutes most Sunday mornings to identify connections between unfulfilled Bible prophecy and current events. Fitty, too. Turmoil in the Middle East on account of the nation of Israel is the most compelling sign that we are in the last days. Israel's existence again as a nation is both a miracle and a fulfillment of many Old Testament prophecies. For example, in the book of Isaiah, we read, "Who has ever heard of such things? Who has ever seen like this? Can a country be born in a day, or a nation be brought forth in a moment? Yet no sooner is Zion in labor than she gives birth to her children." We, of course, apply that to the birth, the rebirth of the nation of Israel in their ancient homeland, which happened on a specific day in modern history, May 14, 1948. And so what Isaiah saw hundreds and hundreds of years ahead of time was fulfilled by the Jews. And there are many other prophecies that surround the nation of Israel. Now, the popular prophecy that almost everyone has at least heard something about, believer and unbeliever, is the mark of the beast. It's going to be something, probably a biometric something, by which people living through the future seven-year Great Tribulation will have to have in order to conduct all their business transactions, really to do anything at all in society. Just as interesting, if not more so, is what is called the image of the beast. The false prophet who helps the Antichrist in the last days, he will tell all those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the Antichrist who was wounded by the sword and lived. He was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast would both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image to be killed. And so what we learn about this future image is that it is man-made. People will react and interact with the image as if it were sentient or human. They will be required to worship the image as God, and at some point it will have the power to kill or order the killing of those that don't believe. Something strikingly similar to that is happening right now. I read an article in the New York Post titled, "This Church Has an AI Jesus for Confession." By the way, I was watching Jim Gaffigan the other day, and he was talking about AI, and he said for years he thought it was Al, because AI, get it, the L? Yeah, I would get confused, you know, is that an L or is that an I? We'll start calling AI L, how's that? Anyway, just in case artificial intelligence hasn't been taking on enough jobs lately, now it's replacing the Almighty God. A church in Switzerland is now using an AI hologram of Jesus to hear confessions from Catholic worshipers, as seen in a wild viral video. "I was surprised it was so easy, and though it's a machine, it gave me great advice," one awestruck worshiper told DW News while describing their experience with the Sermonator located at St. Peter's Church in Lucerne. Now Gene told me how to pronounce this. I'm going to try. Deus en machina. Machina? Machina? Macarena? No, I'm just, anyway. The futuristic shrine features a confessional booth with a screen displaying the face of Jesus through the grate. How many of you have been to Roman Catholic confession? I won't hold it. I have many times, and it's creepy, right? I mean, you know, I don't know. I don't mean that in a mean way, but you sit there, somebody else is sharing their confession, and you hear this. And then, the door opens, and there's a man behind there, and there's a grate, you know, and you can, it's weird light, and there's something going, you can kind of see, you know, and stuff, and then, and you immediately say, you know, the words you're supposed to say. It's just freaky. Anyway, this, they've got the Sermonator doing that right now, and it says, "Jesus' cybernetic second coming was made possible by computer scientists and theologians from the Lucerne University of Applied Sciences and Arts who programmed the bot." The author thinks it's all fun and games. You caught that with Sermonator and cybernetic second coming. Now listen, it's a man-made thing that people are interacting with as if it were sentient. And it is involved right now with an aspect of worship in the Roman church. Can it kill? Well, not now, but we know that AI can kill and will if it's programmed to do that, and maybe will do if not programmed. And so it bears some resemblance to what we see predicted in the future tribulation. And I think a couple of weeks ago, we talked to you about how Bill Gates is pushing for a new global religion based on AI that all people can worship at once. And so the things that the Bible say are going to happen in the last days, they really are coming alive before us, or at least the stage is being set for them. And you have to look at this and say, yeah, you know, it may or may not be this, but it's kind of creepy the way that the Bible speaks of things. And so it's exactly the kind of development prophesied, and we thank God for making it unknown to us that we are in these last days. Now, Jesus promised to resurrect and rapture his church. He said he'd do it prior to the second coming and before the time of great tribulation that was coming on the whole earth. We will not see the revealing of the Antichrist. There's a movement in the Christian church right now. People seem excited to be here for the great tribulation, but doctrinally, we don't see that. There's no reason to change what we believe. They just are pushing for that. And so the rapture and the resurrection, they're imminent, can happen any time with nothing intervening. And so we ask, are you ready for the rapture? If not, get ready and stay ready and keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming.